Guys and girls, welcome back to A Year on Tour with Vittinghus. Your host here is Hans Christian Vittinghus, and that's me, of course. Today, I'll be looking back at the two events I've just been away for, the Malaysia Masters and Indonesia Masters. I'm recording this episode in my home in Vallensbæk, just 20 minutes south of Copenhagen. Returned back home from Indonesia late last night. So my first Asia trip of the year is all done now. As I said in my previous episode, I was a bit disappointed that I couldn't exploit the chance I had in the main draw in Indonesia, beating Zhao Yunping and make the second round. That still, this feeling of disappointment still sticks with me a little bit. But having had a few days, I'm also now beginning to see more of the positives from these past 2 weeks. I got to play 6 matches in Malaysia and Indonesia, 3 in each tournament. And even though 4 of them were qualifying matches, I feel like the level of those matches might as well have been first or second round matches in the main draws. So for me, it was really great to get a lot of good match play to start off the year and this new season. I haven't had many trips last year where I had 6 matches in 2 weeks, so I got a lot of match practice and definitely a lot from those matches that I can take on with me, both to learn from, but also things that I can see that I'm working on and that's going in the right direction. So I think, like, all in all, I feel like these two tournaments has given me even more confidence that my game is still developing in a good direction. But on the other hand, I'm also still a bit disappointed that I didn't really get a result that I can use in terms of ranking. And the ranking is quite important with where I'm ranked right now. I'm 33 this week, and given the fact that I made the second round last year, I will lose a bit of points and I'll probably go down a few spots in the rankings again. That has a pretty significant meaning, because after these events will be the ranking that counts towards who's making the main draw of All England. And unfortunately for me, there's only 32 spots. And as I said, I'm 33 this week and I'll go down a few spots, and with no qualifying in All England, it looks like All England will be without me this year. And everyone that knows me knows that All England is, by far my favorite tournament. I love playing in Estoril Arsenal, where we've just been. It's the best stadium in the world, but All England is just a very, very special tournament for me. It has a very special meaning. It's the oldest badminton event. It's the most prestigious one for me, if you don't count in the Olympics. So of the annual events, I think All England is the biggest of them all. At least it is for me. So obviously I'm quite gutted missing out on All England this year. And of course, I hope that there will be 3, 4, 5 people pulling out, so I have a chance of making it. But I don't think it's really realistic, especially not being a Olympic qualifying year. Everyone will want to go to All England, as they want to every year. I'm trying to not think too much about it. I'm trying to focus on the fact that I mentioned before, that I've had 6 matches in the past 2 weeks where I've gained a lot of valuable experience in terms of my game. I think the most positive aspect compared to all the matches last year is the fact that I actually got through some big troubles in both my matches against Lakshya Sen and also against Tanongsak. I managed to wrap up some really close games. Didn't really do that last year. What's a little bit concerning is, of course, the fact that I also managed to lose a couple of close games against Lu Guangxu and Zhao Yunping in the main draws. I still think the match against Lu Guangxu I did pretty well. I'm not too disappointed about that one. It's mostly the end of the Zhao Yunping match that I'm I'm not too happy about how I handled myself in the end. But I still try to just focus on the positives. I have a pretty strong belief that with these six matches, I've shown to myself and also the coaches, of course, that what we are working on is actually working. I've proven that I do belong in the main draws by winning those two qualifying groups that I was in, and I played myself in a position where it was only a few points that was the difference between me making the second round of the main draws or not. So my head is still held high, even though I'm a little bit discouraged about the fact that I'll probably be missing All England, and I didn't really execute on the final two chances I had these past 2 weeks. But I think all the work I put in at the end of the year, which I showed all of you guys on Instagram with my hashtag #BetterIn2020, I think it's paid off, and I'm sitting here now back home and thinking that I just want to get back on court. I can't wait for the next few international events, so I can get another chance to also get the results and get some ranking points to get up the rankings once again. Talking about the Better in 2020, I said in one of my first podcasts that I would answer some questions from you guys in most of the episodes, and that will be no different today. I got a question from Wee Suruski. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. I think it's a Finnish name. He asks me, inspired by hashtag Better in 2020, how do you know that every single practice session you have makes you better? And what makes a difference between training and excellent training? And that's an excellent question. I think the way I know how every single practice session makes you better is that I go into a practice session with a clear goal or a clear focus every time. I try to maintain a certain focus in each of my training sessions. So I never go into a training and just train for the sake of it. That's also good if you just want to burn calories or just stay in shape. But in all of my badminton sessions especially, I try to have a very specific focus on a certain area of my game that I want to focus on and make better. And I think if you want to get better every single day in training, you need to do that. You need to go into the training session with focus on something specific. And again, of course, it can be more than one thing, but at least you need one specific focus apart from just training and getting in shape. And I also say that is what makes the difference between just normal training and excellent world-class training. So always go into your training sessions with a clear object, a clear goal in mind. Then you will make it far if you do that every time, and of course you work with it in a clever way. Anyway, guys, I think that will be it for today. As I said, I'm back home in Denmark now, so I'm not on tour, and as I've promised in the previous shows, I will not be updating this podcast as much when I'm at home. It will mostly be while I'm on tour. The next time I'll be away for a tournament is probably the Danish Nationals in 2 weeks' time. But I promise I'll be back with the podcast before then, with one or two episodes. I'll let you all know on my social media when I'll be back. But until then, I just want to say thanks for listening as always, much appreciated, and please leave a comment or rate me in the podcast app you're using to listening. Right, guys, I'm off. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.